Good morning. John Hockenberry is out today, so I'm joined on The Takeaway by our good friend Patrick Henry Bass. He's the books editor for Essence magazine and a frequent contributor to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by another good guest of the friend of the show, Alvin Hall, personal finance expert, friend of The Takeaways. And today we want to talk about debt.
We're headed for a debt that would be 400% of the gross domestic product of the United States unless we take action. If some of us have to sacrifice a political career to get this country back on track, then so be it. It has to be done.
Strong words from Democratic Senator Kent Conrad. He was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. He's part of this bipartisan commission set up by President Obama to find ways to reduce the federal deficit. So far, we've been getting some alarming reports out of this deficit commission. And we've been asking you, what would you sacrifice to help reduce the national debt? It's a question we asked on our website at thetakeaway.org, and it looks like this listener from Florida possibly agrees with Senator Conrad.
John Manrique calling from Palm Beach Gardens. And what I'd be willing to give up to help the government save money are unlimited terms for my representative and senator. If term limits were enacted for Congress, then I think we might be able to see tough cuts made, since the primary objective in D.C. would no longer be the partisan politics of getting reelected.
An interesting solution, but we're going to go through some more solutions with Alvin Hall, personal finance expert. And I imagine one of the things that's not in here is pay cuts and benefit cuts for the legislators in Capitol Hill.
Oh, they're not there at all.
Yeah.
Because they have a sense of entitlement to
their money.
But, you know, it's interesting. Most of the discussions have nothing to do with the most important aspect, which is raising revenues. Everybody sees, oh, you cut here, you cut there. But what about simply having people pay a little more tax, which will benefit us in the long run? And that's really what's at the heart of this bill. By getting rid of such things as the mortgage deduction of any property over $500,000, that is effectively increases the income for people who have expensive houses. But most people in America always vote to the idealized income. When I get to be rich, I don't want to pay taxes. Therefore, I don't want the taxes in place now.
That's interesting. They vote optimistically.
Always.
They vote to benefit the class they're not a part of, but hope to be one day. And that kind of refers to, in a certain sense, raising taxes on those who right now only pay a certain amount of Social Security taxes.
Exactly.
Sometime in the middle of the year, they stop paying Social Security.
Absolutely.
Because they've reached the cap. And this deficit commission is suggesting that we raise that.
Exactly. We raise it from the current level, which is $108,600, up to $190,000. That makes sense, because if all of us are going to stay afloat, then everybody has to share the pain evenly. Also, the commission is looking at reducing Social Security payments to people who earn above a certain amount of money. That makes sense to me also. If you've been one of those lucky people who had a great corporate pension plan in which your employer put in millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars for you into this plan, should you also tap into Social Security? It seems to me you're getting it both ways. I understand why people don't want to hear this, but it does seem if you have $1 million pension, should you also get Social Security?
Well, okay. Now, the three main components of the deficit, as many of us know, we've heard over and over,
yes,
is Medicare, Social Security, and defense spending.
Exactly.
Are they equally cut in this deficit?
Oh, no. Defense spending gets hit by $100 billion, right? It's taken off the table. And they want the restructure, which will really change the U.S. presence around the world. And they see that as a way of cutting back. But we know that one will never make it through.
Yeah.
Because built into that, they also want to cut the programs for that support veterans, such as the Medicare that they get,
VA
or medical
system.
Yes, they want to cut that. That will never see the light of day. You can't ask people to serve in the military and then come home and say, oh, we're going to cut your benefits. That's not going to happen. In Social Security, what they're doing, they're saying, well, we're going to come up with a new formula. Right now, everybody is entitled to cost of living or inflation increases. They're going to come up with a new formula. We all know these formulas can be, played with again and again. They're just going to make it, a little bit more applicable for the government. And then they're going to cut subsidies for things like farming, student loans, and other things in America. So it's not going to be shared evenly.
Good morning, Alvin. Patrick Henry Bass, Essence Magazine, and The Takeaway. How's the Erskine Bowles Simpson plan different from what Conrad and Greg were proposing?
It's not that different. Everybody keeps looking at where they can cut things and where they can raise taxes. This just spreads it a little bit wider. That's what it does. And it makes the pain felt by everyone across the board. And that's what we need to realize. If we're going to get out of this, everyone has to share. You can't say, you know, get rid of Medicare, get rid of Social Security, because there are people out there who don't earn enough money even to be able to take care of themselves.
So if we're I'm one of those people.
Well, you know, the truth is, if you look at what's happened in other countries around the world, the proposal to reduce the personal income tax rate down to 24%, that's shockingly low. If you look at the other countries, Britain, right, Europe, yeah, that's a very low personal income tax level. And then they'll get rid of all of the deductions, which I'm in favor of. I think it should be a simplified plan. I think that's reasonable. But people don't realize that by simplifying the plan, also tax revenues are going to go. All those things you were able to deduct, they won't be deductible anymore.
You know, Alvin, but the problem with something that hits everybody equally is that there's not going to be any champions of this plan.
That's right.
No one's happy with it. And no. That includes the middle class.
Exactly. And the middle class will feel that they are getting stepped on the most. You look at where the wealth exists in this country. The top 2% earn a
and
staggering amount of money.
And income disparities has never been higher.
Higher. And so, but trying to get that to Congress when you have all of these lobbyists and all of these people out there saying, oh, the rich shouldn't be taxed more. They should have a higher tax. And by implementing something like an inheritance tax or a tax when people die, that's one way of doing it to help redistribute the wealth.
Capital
in the
gains taxed as income, maybe.
Exactly.
But you know, here's the thing: don't you kind of feel like there is a difference among the American public in appetite for this, as opposed
yes.
to when Conrad's proposal went through? That maybe we're at a place where people are perhaps ready to talk about these
exactly.
things.
Exactly. I think Americans are seeing that we are running out of time. Somebody needs to do something about this, or we will lose our status in the world. And everybody keeps saying, our children. Indeed, the children will not be able to accomplish what we've accomplished if they do not tackle this deficit and spread the pain around to everyone.
Okay,
all right,
Alvin, it's time for you to give up the valet service.
Well,
oh, it's I cannot
Patrick,
get that
what
up.
Are
it's
you willing to service. Give up for the deficit?
Popcorn.
Well, we had one person on our website. We asked this on our website, what would you give up for the deficit? One person said, okay, it'll be tough to swallow, but I think I can live without the $11.4 billion Joint Strike Fighter. They'll give up then.
Yes. But see, I'm willing to pay more taxes.
See, Alvin is totally ready to feel
the
pain.
I'd rather help everybody, because I think it's better that we all survive rather than a few people survive and most of us go down the drain.
All right. Alvin Hall, personal finance expert, friend of the Takeaways. Thanks so much. We were asking for you at the same thing. What would you give up to bring down the deficit?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.